right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And this review is going to be for Good Boys. It's written and directed by Gene Stupnitsky. Also, it's written by Lee Eisenberg. Gene Stupnitsky had done Bad Teacher, and I think that Jack Black Year One movie. I remember Bad Teacher being okay, but that Year One movie, ooh, no. And it stars Jacob Tremblay, Keith L. Williams, and Brady Noon. And the synopsis is, 3 sixth-grade boys ditch school and embark on an epic journey. So it starts off with the lead character, Max, who is played by Jacob Tremblay. He's in his room trying to play some game that looks like maybe a cross between WoW and Fortnite. And he's building the character, and he's obsessed with breasts, so he increases the breast size on the character. His father walks in. His father thinks that he's about to jerk off and comments on him about the jerk off. Then he meets up with his friends Lucas and Thor, and they call themselves the Beanbag Boys. So the one character, Max, also likes this girl at school named Brixley. He and his friends go to the skate park, and if you know about the skate park, generally what happens is that there's always somebody on scooters. There's the scooter squad. The scooter squad tries to intimidate the Beanbag Boys. Come drink beer with us. You guys will be cool. And the one character, Thor, who is a part of the Beanbag Boys, doesn't want to drink it, and then they start teasing him. The other character, Lucas, his parents are getting a divorce. One of his parents is played by Little Rel, and he's really affected by that. The one character, Thor, is on the choir. While at lunch, this one group of kids invite Max over to their table, saying that, hey, we're going to have a makeout party. And then the one female character that Max likes, Brixley, is going to be there. So he definitely wants to go. Then he also wants to bring his friends along. So they kind of reluctantly agree about that. And then it turns out that Max has never kissed anybody. He doesn't know anything about girls. So the whole movie is basically them, the Beanbag Boys, going through this raunchy, what do girls do? How do you kiss a girl? He goes into his brother's room. And then what they call a CPR doll is actually a sex doll. So they start kissing that. Max also has a female neighbor next door. She's in high school. So what he does is takes his father's drone, tries to fly it over there. She's over there with one of her friends. They crash the drone. The girls find out. They try to go over to retrieve the drone. The girls won't give it back. And then they steal one of the girls' purses. The purse has Molly in it. What you have is kind of like this whole multiple storylines that all are supposed to converge at a certain point. So the girls are trying to get back the Molly in the purse. Max is trying to get revenge for the drone and also trying to learn how to kiss and talk to Brixley. So that's really the whole movie. And I will say that I found this movie completely unfunny. So it's a raunchy comedy. I just thought it was not very good. The jokes don't hit. It's supposed to be the fact that these young kids are cursing and cursing like adults. That's supposed to be these kids are cursing. Ha ha, it's supposed to be funny, but no, it's not funny. Very low, bad B movie. Somehow they got released and it's not up to Superbad level. It's not up to American Pie level. I would probably say that there was a movie, Blockers, that came out. Was that last year or the year before? That I would probably put that on this level. I almost walked out of this movie just because it's so boring. And then when I looked up and then tried to check to see how long the movie was, it was like, oh, well, it's another 30 minutes. I can kill another 30 minutes. But again, this movie's not very good. The whole tone of the movie is, again, supposed to be raunchy, raunchy, raunchy. Something funny is supposed to happen. Something weird is supposed to happen. More raunchy, there's more raunchiness. And then Max is supposed to go to this part. That's the movie. This movie's going to get a 2 for me. I don't ever want to watch it again. I will probably never see this again. I like to burn it from my memory. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.